If you are looking for something to do over Christmas and you happen to be in Oxford, then I think we have just the thing for you, an Oxford Playhouse pantomime. It's Cinderella, of course, the famous tale. I think everyone knows how the story goes, but the best thing about these pantomimes, I think, is looking at the various sort of versions and interpretations. Well, this year, legendary panto maker Peter Duncan returns to the Playhouse for the fifth year running, having previously delighted audiences with non-stop fun, great actors, memorable songs, and plenty of audience participation. You and your whole family are guaranteed to have a ball at this year's Oxford Playhouse pantomime. Cinderella is one of the best-loved fairy tales of all time, bursting with booze, cheers, songs, and laughter. This is one festive bash you don't want to be late for. You have to hurry to get your tickets while you can. And be careful not to lose a shoe on the way, it says. Indeed, you have to be very careful. So, people are saying, fantastic performance, funny for all the family, superb, fantastic, excellent. Just a few words to describe this wonderful performance. Loved every second of it, so funny and inventive. Best one yet. I've seen them all. So there's a dedicated fan there. So if you want to check this out, sounds a lot of fun. And if you live in Oxford, then, you know, you can go along to it and sort of book your tickets and everything. 2 hours, 15 minutes, more or less, is the running time. It's quite a lot of time. It says here, patrons with small children are invited to bring their own booster seat or cushion, as the Playhouse has limited supply. But they have a creche, they have a shop and a drop, they have sign language, they have caption performance, they have audio describe performance, they have all kinds of things. So check it out. I'm going to click on here to see the actual leaflet of the of Cinderella. Let's have a look here, waiting for the picture. Here we go. This shows me the actual sort of photo of the actual leaflet. From well, it started on Friday, and it finishes on the 16th of January. So plenty of time. Tickets start from £11.50. It's going to be a ball. I quite like that. Quite witty. So look out for that. Cinderella at the Oxford Playhouse. It's the pantomime for this year. Cinders is but a lowly housemaid with two rather ugly sisters. The handsome prince is looking for a bride. Will true love take its course? Assisted by our heroine's fairy godmother and the broken-hearted Buttons, can Cinders compete with her sisters to win the heart of the kingdom's most eligible bachelor? And who knew getting your feet measured could be so important? So it's starring Peter Duncan. Sounds fantastic. Wish I could go. I can't. I'm in Spain now, but I'll be in Liverpool over Christmas. But it sounds great. So if you can get along to it, you should book your ticket while you can. And if you go, please tell me how it went. But it sounds absolutely fantastic. So that's Cinderella at the Oxford Playhouse pantomime. I found that on the Twitter. As I find most of my sort of news and information these days, everything's on there. If you're not on Twitter, you need to get on there as soon as possible, because it's fantastic. And as I say, that's where I get all my information from. And that's, you know, if I hadn't been on Twitter, I wouldn't have known about this. They have a Twitter page. It's Oxford Playhouse, and we have one as well. It's English Radio. It's twitter.com/English Radio. Oh my goodness, I'm looking outside the window. The rain in Spain, it's incredible. If you could only see how heavy it is. I don't believe it. We've had no snow, we've had lots and lots of rain. Oh well, never mind. I shall be returning to Liverpool next Friday. So anyway, so getting back to the Oxford Playhouse, they've also mentioned here we've so far raised £13,351, which has been doubled to £26,702. Please keep giving. And there's a link there on the Twitter page about how you can give money there. That's the Oxford Playhouse.